Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Good morning, everybody. It is time for our morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. Here with me, Janice Malone. It is Tuesday. Yes, it is. It's Tuesday, good day, all that kind of great stuff. I couldn't think of anything that rhymes with Tuesday. Tuesday, Groovesday. There we go. Anyway, we have our featured guest calling us in just about 60 seconds or in some change. David Eigenberg, who stars as Christopher Herman on NBC's hit drama series Chicago Fire, which airs tonight from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Lots of things going to be happening in the Firehouse 51, people. This is season four. Man, I remember when this show first started. I can't believe it's already been four seasons. But tonight's premiere night. Guests are Stephen R. McQueen and Brian White. Guest star, we won't spill too many beans, but we're just going to let David tell us. Just give us a preview about tonight's season four episode, opening series, opening show, and all that kind of great stuff. And to further speak of a hot actor, we have him online. David, good morning.
Janice, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm just excellent here. Just really thrilled to be talking to you. I've talked to so many people from your castmates from Chicago Fire, and now it's your turn. You guys have got a hit show, season four. What can we expect? Give us a preview.
It's back to Firehouse 51. And usually mayhem ensues. You know, I think we have a tendency to break the rules. As we know in life, you can't follow them all the time, or you just don't get anything done, and you don't end up in the right place. So we're going to get some real tightwads to come in and try to straighten this out. And, you know, we got Casey's, he's mixed up in this whole strip club thing because he decided to do construction in there, which... You know, I think he didn't want to do construction. I think he wanted to look around a little bit. But it comes up and it bites him in the pants, and he'll pay for it. So I would have told him.
I think I did tell him
to stay out of it. Yeah. So you know, it's going to be a fun season. Everybody's keeping busy. We got this. We got a new candidate on the show, played by Stephen McQueen. He is the grandson of the iconic hero of American cinema, Steve McQueen. I was very impressed that he was his grandson, although he was dead. McQueen died before his grandson was born, so he never met the guy. And I aspired when I started out to be like Steve McQueen. I ended up more like a Doogie Howser version of Steve McQueen, but, you know, I'll take it.
Absolutely. Well, that is so... ironic. I have talked to so many different people who have said, whether it's actors or athletes or singers, and they'll say, oh, when I was growing up, I was a big fan of such and such, and now I'm sharing the stage with them. So in your case, this is too much irony. You aspire to be like Steve McQueen, then, you know, his grandson. So did you tell him the whole story or what?
Yeah, I talked to him about it. Yeah, and in my life, that I aspired to be are all dead. And but it's a funny thing is when I met my wife, she's 13 years younger than me. Now we're married 13 years, so it's an unlucky patch of ground for us, and we're fighting a lot. But if we're over the 50% mark on the like or love, we're still okay. So we're right on it, but we're still on the positive side of it. But when I first met her, one of the first things she said is in the conversation hit to a lull. I said, you know, what do you like to watch and stuff? And she goes, you're going to think I'm weird. She said, and she was 25, and this is 13 years ago. She said, she was in the Army because she's a nut, but she said, I really like Jimmy Cagney, who was another guy who was dead.
Oh,
and I was
okay.
Like, oh, my God, this she's a keeper. She's a keeper because she understands the classics. So as I get older, if I could be considered, I won't, but I aspire to be thrown in with some of the classics. I mean, like the lower B end of the B
yeah.
side of the classics. If I could be there, I would be happy. So, but we'll see. Only time will tell. And I'm not that talented, so I'm more of a workhorse than anything.
On.
So we'll just see what happens. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people consider your roles, your Steve Brady role from Sex and the City is now a classic role. So in 20 years, I'm sure it'll be valued even more so, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny to see the show is still very, it's very alive in American culture, even around the world. And I find, like, we have fans come onto the show, you know, like we're shooting outside and I meet them, and they'll be like 17, 18-year-old young women, and they'll be like, oh, my God, we love Sex and the City. And I'll go like, wow, it's 15 years since we stopped shooting
yeah.
it, and people are still latching on to it. It's pretty impressive. I mean, it was a fun show to work on. I wasn't into all the dresses, and I got married as soon as I could after the show was done because I didn't want to date anymore. But you know, the dating and the shoes and the dresses and the lifestyle, it was all pretty cool, and
yeah.
It was a funny show. I mean, I think that's what still translates is how funny the show can be and how messed
yeah,
up, you know, life can be in
yeah,
dating.
Yeah, and it's even more messed up now, the whole dating scene. So thank you for me. Yeah. You did the right
yeah,
thing,
I know.
Believe me.
You find the mate of your life on Tinder. Here, flip the page, flip again. These young guys do this Tinder thing on the show. I'm like, oh, my God. And they pass on the best ones. I go like, let me tell you something. That girl is funny. And they'll be like, yeah, but she's not hot enough. I'm like, let me tell you something. Hot passes. Funny is forever.
Yes,
so
forever.
They don't get it.
Oh,
yeah.
Unfortunately, later they'll see. Much later. But speaking of hot and cold, you know. Are you
yeah,
going
exactly.
to participate again in the Chicago Polar Plunge?
I've done it 3 years in a row, and I did it 7 years ago when I was doing a play here. And I'm the guy that's gotten these wimpy guys to finally do it. You know, like once I got one guy in, then I was like, listen, so and so is doing it, you should do it. And they're like, I'm not doing that. And then one of the producers was like, listen, I don't want you guys doing this thing. You're going to get sick. And I was like, see, John doesn't want us to do it. Exactly why we should do it. That is the heart of the show. We have to go against, we have to break principle and do what needs to be done. And plus it's for the Special Olympics, which is a wonderful organization.
Sure.
And they really, you know, give a lot to kids that, you know, that deserve every amount of attention that they focus on to them. And I adore them, and they're a wonderful organization. So it's a great cause, and raise some money for them. And it's, you know, you come out a little bit colder and a little bit older, but, you know, life is about making sacrifice, right?
You said a little bit colder? It's winter. It's Chicago.
Ugly. It is ugly. That water is 32 degrees, and it's like a slushy. It literally is a slushy. You put a cup in there. Put some cherry drink in it, and you have a slushie.
Oh,
you will. That's exactly. But you know, we had Lady Gaga come in last year. She's a nut, and she went full in. I thought she would do like run into her ankles and like, you know, whatever. But she came in wearing a bad wig, got soaked, and she dove in. She went in deep. I was impressed. Then she tried. I dunked Taylor, her guy, and then she jumped on my back. I thought she was one of the guys. I gave her to reach around and dunked her behind, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I just dunked Lady Gaga. Yeah. So,
wow,
but my career
David.
Survived it. I thought they would hate me. I
no,
know. You
I
don't dunk Lady Gaga.
No, but, I mean, hey, she floated back. So, hey, you did too.
Exactly. She's a floater.
So how do you order. Prepare for this each year? I mean, what do you do to prepare?
I usually try to get back together. You know, I have friends now here in Chicago that are real firefighters, and I catch up with them during the hiatus. I start to try to work out a little bit more. The show is probably the most physically demanding television show that's been on for a while. We do 97% of all the work we do on the show, unless there's a big fireball that's rolling overhead. The stunt guy that works with me, Brian, he does the really dangerous stuff, but all the fire stuff that we do otherwise, you know, crawling through it and carrying equipment and 60, 70 pounds worth of gear is all of us. So you start to get, you know, back into shape if you can. I got two kids, so I can't work out as much as I used to. Really not even out of vanity. It's really just trying to keep up with the job. Because I'm a little guy to begin with. I'm like the smallest guy on the show. And I get beat up because the equipment just beats the hell out of me. But, yeah, we're holding it together. I think in 10 years I'll have, like, football player problems with all my joints and whatever. But it's a great time, and it's a great game. It's a great show, so we have fun.
It is. It is a great show. Before they cut me off, I got to ask you this. You're living in this great city of Chicago. Sports fans, where would we most likely spot you, David? At a Bears game, a Cubs game, or the Blackhawks game?
I barely know hockey, so I mean they're a phenomenal team, and I watch it, but I can never see where the puck is. So I'm always kind of like where? So it's a hard game for me to follow.
Way.
I think if you drink a lot. Yeah, and you watch them play. I think they just watch who's moving quickly or flipping their stick. But I've fallen in love with the Cubs. I don't have a lot of time to watch regular season, but I have watched the first two games. The Pittsburgh game and Arrieta was phenomenal. He's got an incredible story. And all these young guns, I'm kind of in love with them. All these rookies. They had six homers yesterday off of six rookies to the game, and. You know, they're amazing. They got a lot of heart, and they play hard, and they don't complain, and they don't go after each other. So I haven't been to a Cubs game yet this year, and I probably won't get to any because as much as I wish we were hooked in, I'm probably not going to be able to get a ticket or any time off. I'm not going to get time off from work. They don't give it to us. But I'm loving the Cubbies. They're great, great heart, huge heart team. So
I'm with you. I love their fans.
That's my deal.
True Cub fans are so loyal and so dedicated. So I'm happy for their fans that they're in the playoffs. Yes, I really am.
Oh, the Cubby fans, they're gluttons for punishment, but I think this could be a really good year. You know, even like, they got Theo Epstein running the team, and he's a realist, and he's like, we're getting there. We still have a ways to go. He says, I think we got a great team, and he's not saying they're going to make it, but they're in the ballpark. I mean, if they don't do it this year, they're going to do it. It's on the horizon. You know, a couple of things go their ways, and they're going to take it. They're going to break the 103-year stalemate, and they're going to break the GOAT curse. And
I know.
They're going to do it, so it's going to be good.
And
it's a beautiful field. I mean, Wrigley's so gorgeous.
It is, isn't it, Bill? I was there years ago. It's just beautiful. Yeah. But if anybody deserves it, it's the Cubs fans. I think when they win the trophy, they should just chip it up and give it to the fans. Because
they should love their Cubs
so much.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, David,
the team's coming. Yeah.
No, I was going to just ask before they cut me off. Tonight, you've got, you know, big special viewing parties or what?
We actually, I got everybody coming down. They're going to sit in my basement. I'm going to get rid of the kids' toys and the broken chairs and deflated inflatable balls and, you know, torn apart dolls and stuffed animals. And I'll have probably 3/4 of the cast down here in the basement. We got this house here. It had a projection screen. So we watch the show here when we can. We'll be tweeting tonight. If anybody wants to, you know, just follow our names. And if the name has a check by it, it means that it's us.
Okay.
And We'll have fun. I love our cast and our crew. We have an amazing group of people that work really hard, and they got good hearts. That's the secret to life, to find good people.
That's it.
All said and done, I got a good wife. She's a good person,
like,
and
it.
I just want my, if I give my kids anything, I hope they grow up to be good people. I don't care what they do. You can do anything with your life. Just be a good person.
And
so
that
I try to.
That's right.
I'm a jerk
right.
sometimes, though.
Yeah. No, I think we all are. I think we all have the jerk gene within us.
It's just whether you can see it and admit it, you know. Mm-hmm. If you realize that you were, you know, I did that, I was wrong, I need to make good on that. So, you know,
absolutely.
That's what I think is the more important part of that equation. And 13 years later, me and my wife still apologize to each other earnestly. I go like, you know, I'm sorry, I was a jerk. I really messed that up. So life is
so
good.
Sweet. Yeah. It is very good. So, man, it's going to be a good gathering in your basement tonight. Live tweet. Oh, we missed him. Okay, I knew I'd be cut off. David Eigenberg, thank you so much for such a personable chat. Man, if I was in Chicago, David, I would probably crash your basement because you got the big screen already there. It probably has theater chairs, I'm assuming. You know, actors have that kind of luxury. And he's going to be tuning in with his friends, castmates, friends and probably family and such. Chicago Fire season 4 premiere tonight on NBC, of course. And one of the guests, now I saw the name Stephen R. McQueen, but I had no idea that the connection was to the great actor Stephen McQueen, but Stephen R. McQueen is the grandson, as David said, of the legendary actor Steve McQueen. So he is one of the guests on tonight's show. It's called Let It Burn. That is the title of the season opener, season premiere. I'm thinking about baseball. We're talking about the Cubs. Season 4 premiere of Chicago Fire, along with special guest tonight, Brian White. So David says it's going to be a lot of shakeups going on in Firehouse 51, and we're going to tune in tonight. They will be doing live tweeting. David and some of the cast members will be doing live tweeting, so if you'd like to tweet with them, go to Twitter, put in Chicago Fire, and you can get their official site. And he said there will be a little check mark by the cast member's name so that you know that is the actual actor that you're tweeting back and forth with. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I bet they're going to have some really good Chicago-style pizza. It's a premiere tonight. Oh, my God, yes. Okay, David, you're making me so jealous. So, okay, have fun, everybody. Chicago Fire, live tweets with David Eigenberg and all the casting crew from Chicago Fire tonight. It will start, so check the listings in your local areas for the exact time slot for you. And that's going to do it for this edition, this morning mini edition of Film Festival Radio Show. I'm Janice Malone, and thank you for listening, and we'll see you guys in our next show. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.